Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, December 24th, 2014, and with me today I have my my crack team. Brian Chaffin, how are you?
I am doing well.
Excellent. And Dave Hamilton, I hope you are doing well too.
I've been eating Christmas cookies.
Excellent. That's exactly as it should be.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and I'm assuming they're cookies that I can't eat, so have an extra one just for me.
You could eat them, but I'd have to give them to you.
Yeah, see? But they have butter in them, I bet, Dave.
Well, they did. I'm working on extracting that out at the moment while we're doing this.
Oh, well, once you finish extracting the butter out, then I can have the rest of the cookie, right?
Yeah, that's how it like works. I said, when I'm finished with it, I'll give it to you. I don't know where this is going.
This is going nowhere good.
This is an this is a cutting room floor scene from The Interview. It wasn't even good enough to make it in the movie, but literally as we were saying this, as we're recording it, of course, as you're listening, all of this is in the past, but The Interview just appeared on YouTube Movies.
Yes, like as at this very moment.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. Which is interesting on many levels. Okay, and so for those of you that aren't up to speed on what we're talking about, The Interview is Seth Rogen and why do I always forget the other guy's name?
James Franco.
Yeah. I guess I won't be getting a Christmas card from James anymore. Anyhow, they did this comedy movie about these two talk show hosts that go to North Korea on the pretense of interviewing Kim Jong-un, and the real reason they're there is to assassinate him.
Actually, the real reason they're there is to interview him, but the CIA wants them to assassinate Kim Jong-un while they're there.
Well, we say that. That's right. We haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, but yes. We haven't seen the movie. Yeah,
I've watched lots of interviews.
Right, right, of course. No, you're right.
How meta.
But that's not why we're talking about it here.
No. So we're talking about it because Apple choked.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Thank goodness Google and Microsoft did not, though.
Yes.
So what? Here's the choking part.
Can I qualify that?
Sure.
I know. I'd hate for someone to turn off the podcast here and not get the full thing. I will watch this movie for various reasons, probably because it'll be childishly funny, but. It's not that the release of the movie itself is the most important thing here. It is important, and there's a lot of reasons that because of the threats and everything, that the fact that this movie's out is a good thing. But the reason that it's good that Google and Microsoft picked up the movie to stream it is because it marks the first time that a real big theatrical release happens in sync with a streaming release, or the other way around, a streaming release happens in sync with a theatrical release, or technically in advance of, right? Because you can't see it in a theater until I think midnight tonight, perhaps. And right. I'm hoping this changes the industry, that this, you know, paves the way. These weird circumstances that led us here allow for some data collection and perhaps proving the point that this is a smart thing to do and others should do it too, regardless of whether or not North Korea likes your movie.
You know, I'm totally with you, Dave. I would love to see this be one of those keystone moments where the movie industry finally gets something that they should have understood for a long time. And getting a digital streaming release of a movie in step with a theatrical release becomes more common.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's if we look way back to not Christopher Nolan's Batman, but Tim Burton's Batman, when that was released in the 1980s, it hit the theater, and while it was in the theaters, it was released on VHS. And for those of you that are too young to know what VHS means, well, just get off my lawn. But the movie was released on VHS, and ticket sales in the theaters went up. So we do have a precedent for the movies being released simultaneously in multiple formats and still performing well in theaters.
Yeah. So where's Apple?
Yeah. So
Apple said no thanks.
That's sure what it looks like.
We don't know that.
What we do know is that when Sony was looking to find a way to get this movie released on Christmas, because all the main theater chains had dropped it, and all they had at this point was some limited release stuff happening in smaller chains. So substantially smaller rollout than they had wanted. They wanted to strike an exclusive deal for a streaming release on Christmas, and all of this has been happening just over the past several days.
Yeah.
So according to the New York Times, Apple declined to bite on the offer because that's who Sony wanted. And Sony even went to the White House to try and get the Obama administration to put the pressure on Apple to do a deal.
Can you imagine how that conversation went? Hi, this is Sony. White House? Great, thanks. We tried to get Apple to do something and they said no, but we're thinking maybe you could call them for us and ask them to do it. Right? That's one side. The other side is the White House laughing and saying, no. You don't understand how this works. We don't call them. They call us. Welcome to America.
Yeah, welcome to America.
To be fair, I personally think that Tim Cook would do probably anything that Barack Obama asked him to do.
We could debate that. I certainly don't think he has anything against Barack Obama. And if he does, he hasn't made that part of his public persona, nor should he. And I'm glad he hasn't. But I don't know that he would acquiesce to anyone.
The reason why I say that is not actually because of Barack Obama per se. So what I really should have said is I think that Tim Cook is the kind of executive who takes very seriously anything the White House would ask him to do, especially if it was the president, him or herself, directly asking him. It happens Maybe. To be Barack Obama at the moment. But that's my gut feeling. Doesn't matter. That's the least important.
Right. You're right. We will never know the answer to that with regards to this in particular.
Right. Yeah. What we do know is that, as you guys have said, Apple choked. They didn't get the deal. And we will be able – well, we can, as of just a few minutes ago, watch the interview streaming online through Google Movie Google Play, YouTube Movies, and Xbox Video, but not Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
See, to me, this makes Apple look like like they totally dropped the ball. But when the interview is finally available on the iTunes store, it's going to feel more like a Me Too move.
Well, Absolutely. Not only that, Apple is now allowing Google to introduce probably hundreds of millions of people, at least tens of millions of people, to streaming, renting music from YouTube, or renting movies from YouTube.
Yeah. Or Google Play. And I want to point out, actually, that may be – if you're an Apple ecosystem user and you want to watch this on your Apple TV, I'm not sure which is the best way to do it. YouTube is always a little wonky for me on the Apple TV. But with Google Play, you can from your Mac – and I actually just did this as we were talking here. You can purchase movies. You have to go to play.google.com, click on movies, and you can purchase it. I had a $50 Google Play credit, so I went ahead and bought the interview here because I didn't know when else I was going to spend money on Google Play. But I did it to test this. There's a Google Play app for iOS, and I am currently, while we're doing this, downloading the movie. It's about halfway done into the Google Play app on iOS, and then I'm thinking from there I can stream to my Apple TV and all is good.
Fair enough.
But, which is great for Google and bad for Apple.
Yeah, yep. I don't want to gloss over this fact there that Apple not only lost a huge opportunity to, you know, have direct exposure to itself, but it is essentially directing people to check out a competitor they might not otherwise have checked out.
Like, I mean,
which is exactly what just happened for Dave.
I've been doing how-to stuff for iOS on the podcast for 10 years and another 10 years after that, right? And I've never, ever been asked how to do this. So I had never figured it out and never told anyone before today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And guess what? Yeah. It's really easy.
Yeah. This is just, I cannot for the life of me understand. I mean, it leaves me completely flabbergasted that Apple is not on board here, especially when Sony was approaching Apple for an exclusive frickin' deal.
Yeah, they wanted an exclusive partner, and they wanted Apple to be it. Yep.
That would have been a huge thing. It would have done a lot to solidify the image of Apple as the media market leader. It would have added, I think, some more credibility to Apple TV, because there are a lot of people that feel that it's kind of outdated now because it doesn't do as much as some of the competing devices. It would have, I think, done a lot to help wipe away the ongoing notion that you can't always get the newest releases at the iTunes store. And with one simple no, Apple shot all of that down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, I don't get it, and I would love for someone at Apple to step forward and explain what really happened, because this to me kind of fits back into Brian, which your adage, if something seems completely irrational, there's a key piece that we're missing.
Mm-hmm. And this is still developing. There's reports percolating that Apple is going to be involved like ASAP, but it's not there currently. There's no one seems to know.
Right. And it would be great if, like, in the next hour or something,
yeah,
it just showed up on the iTunes store.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. If this is merely just a timing issue, and the, you know, Google was a little bit more motivated to be fast on the trigger, that's, you know, yep, that's fine. If it's happening, that's fine. If it's not happening, it's just inexcusable to me.
I agree. And if it is happening, it means the analysis piece I wrote immediately after hearing all of this and right before we recorded the show is totally off base. And I would be okay with that, because in the grand scheme of things, it's better that this movie shows up on iTunes Store than I get to have a rant that's valid for more than like 2 hours.
Now, here's another element to this that I find really interesting. Google's blog post included the information that it would also be available on Xbox Video and also be available at seetheinterview.com. Do we know if that URL is working yet?
I'm checking it now. Seetheinterview.com.
It was redirecting to kernel.com.
And now it is bogged down. So
yeah,
it's not
it's bogged down. Yeah. No doubt. So it's probably actually working now, which is great. But Google announced that this movie would also be available at Xbox, on Xbox Video, and also be available at this other URL that has nothing to do with Google. And
Google posted this to their blog. I mean,
yeah.
Which, yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. But that's yep. I mean, that's really good. Google gets a pat on the back for that.
Yep.
Google could have just said, yeah, we're doing this. They, you know, didn't need to let people know that it's going to be available elsewhere too.
Right.
Yep, that's a good point.
Or maybe they did. Maybe that was part of the deal.
Yeah, probably not. But probably. Fair enough.
Yep.
Could
yeah.
be.
Yeah, I couldn't actually get Microsoft's blog post to load, which I'm assuming just means that their servers were getting hammered at that moment as well. So I couldn't see if Microsoft did the same thing where they said, oh, and you can also get it on YouTube Movie and Google Play. If so, then that would kind of lend a little credence to, well, they had to.
Yeah.
Yep.
So to continually modify my how-to before, I'm not convinced that this will let me, even though it's an app on my iPhone, I'm not convinced that it will let me play it on my Apple TV, which is interesting.
Which would also suck.
Yep.
Yeah.
And wow, I wasted $14 of that $50 credit that I've never used. So.
Oh, well, now your Christmas doesn't seem quite as happy as it did a minute ago.
You know, happy birthday.
It's fascinating. This whole business, this whole, like, with North Korea being in the most surreal bubble on the planet, and Kim Jong-un in particular being in a surreal pocket of that surreal bubble, and just not understanding not understanding reality, but my point being that through their actions they have ensured that probably certainly tens of millions of people who would not have bothered to go see this movie otherwise will see it, and probably more like hundreds of millions of people. This is going to be like the biggest movie ever. It's low budget. They spent $45 million making this film, which is peanuts in today's in today's movie world. You know, and this is the kind of movie that probably would have made $10 million, $20 million in profit at the most.
And then made the rest of its money in DVD sales. Yeah.
Yeah, as it is. It's going to be huge now because the North Koreans thought that they could actually control the stuff.
And that's actually a great thing for my personal agenda here, which is that I want to be able to stream movies to my couch the day they're released.
I mean,
it's just stupid.
You know, I would pay for more movies if I had the option of watching from my couch or going to the theater.
Right.
There are many movies that I'm interested in seeing, but I don't want to go to the theater. By the time they actually are released for streaming, I have forgotten.
You've lost. Well, see, that's the thing is there's always a push when a movie is released for you know, DVD or streaming or, you know, whatever, the second wave. But that second wave, it is nothing. It's peanuts compared to what they do when a movie comes out. So you're right. It's you know, the marketing works. You get really excited. Oh, I want to see that movie, but I don't want to go to the theater. You know, whatever. It's a big pain in the neck. And my couch is really comfortable. And it's actually better for me to watch a movie at home than it is in the theater. And I think that's true for a lot of people. You know, it's not like it used to be. Certainly there are some where seeing it on, you know, a screen that is measured in tens of feet versus tens of inches is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But that's not true with most movies, and certainly not with this one, right? You know, so the being able to do this at home when that first marketing push really kind of has everybody excited, I think there's more money to be made. Mm-hmm. And if it means that some theaters go out of business, I'm okay with that. I'm not convinced that's the case, though, but I'm okay with it.
See, I don't think that would be the case.
Right.
There's a lot that goes along with the movie-going experience as opposed to simply the movie-watching experience.
Yep.
And, I mean, you could equate it to a degree to people lining up to buy iPhones. You can go online and order the new iPhone when it comes out. But there's something about the whole community vibe that goes along with being with a group of people standing in line to get that thing. And I think that that community vibe that goes along with going to a theater to see a movie is there as well. That's a big thing for a lot of people.
Yep.
SeeTheInterview.com is not working. It does resolve to SeeTheInterview.com. And actually goes to a landing page that is not clickable.
Oh, Sony.
One step at a time. Well, here's something interesting. I believe YouTube.com/movies and Google Play Movies are one and the same, because I just happened to go to YouTube.com/movies and it shows that I've purchased this movie and I did it on Google Play. So it is one and the same. And maybe I'm the last to that party to know that, but figured I'd point that out. So maybe there is still a way to watch this on the Apple TV using the YouTube app. I don't know.
Well, this is like as it's happening podcasting.
I know. It's a good thing. It's too bad we didn't live stream the show.
Yeah, it's true.
If only.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start doing that.
We can.
We have the technology. Yeah. There you go.
Absolutely. It's literally the click of a switch.
All right. Well, if you, dear listeners, would like to be in on this live sometimes, let us know. Shoot us a tweet. And our Twitter account is TMO Daily. Let us know. And if you want to be in on this live, well, then we'll make it happen live. And we're pretty much out of time. So, Dave, thank you so much for joining me today and for being the guinea pig and testing this stuff out as it's actually rolling out. That was really cool.
It does appear in the purchases section, which I don't even think was there before I purchased something in my YouTube app on my iPhone. So yes, there is hope.
That's awesome.
And thank you for having me.
And Brian, thank you so much for being here too. It's always great to have both of you guys on the show.
Indeed. Thanks for having me.
And just so everyone knows, we won't have a show tomorrow, which is Christmas Day, or on the day after Christmas, because we won't be around our computers.
What's the 3-day anniversary of Festivus?
That's right, the Festivus anniversary. So we will see everyone again next Monday. So everyone have a wonderful holiday weekend, and let me know on Twitter if you want to have some live shows.